Awesome. My name is Marcus Lyons. I am a Microsoft Xbox MVP, and this afternoon I'll be talking to you about Xbox Music. And what I would like to do is two things, really, with this presentation. One is I would like for you guys to understand what the service is about and what it offers, especially since it went from the beginnings in Windows 8 all the way up to what it's doing in Windows 8.1. And secondly, I'd like for you guys to come away with a more, sorry, a more appreciative nature for the service. So to kind of understand, there's like millions seemingly of music services out there. It seems to be one popping up every week. And sometimes I'll go out there and I'll see people discuss music services without including Xbox Music. So what I'd like for you guys to find out in this presentation is that there's a lot going on with Xbox Music that's really, really good. And I think it deserves to be part of the conversation and have a seat at the table. So what I'd like for you guys to do is go ahead and ask questions if you have them. I'll be happy, more than happy to answer them. And let's just get started and let's just find out what's going on with Xbox Music. So this is kind of a brief rundown of what I'll be talking about. First, I'll introduce you guys to me, who I am, and what I'm about. Secondly, we'll be talking about the service itself. So I'll do a brief mile-high overview in that regard of what the service is in its totality. And then I'm going to talk about two main parts that I think are really key to this service. One is the integration with OneDrive. And what that does is allow you to listen to your personal music for free on plenty of devices. So I think I call that the ultimate free trial because that's a great way to try out Xbox Music. And secondly, through Xbox Music Pass, that's a way for you to like discover new music, to kind of take the music that you love and listen to and make that a springboard into other artists and other genres and other albums that you possibly could find throughout the music marketplace. So I think between those two features, you can really find a lot going on with Xbox Music that might be to your liking. Towards the end, I'll offer some tips and insight about things you can do with the service, some things people might not know about or are aware of. And then towards the end, I'll leave room possibly for question and answer. But like I said, feel free to jump in anytime if you have any questions on based upon what I say or what I present. So let's get started. So who am I? My name is Marcus Lyons, like I've said. I got my Microsoft MVP award in 2008, and that's significant because back then the music and video solution was called Zune. And the reason I was gravitating towards Zune at the time was because it was a great music service for what I needed it for, and plus it had a very good social component. It was very good about bringing communities together to rally around their favorite artists, or rally around their favorite genre, or rally around their favorite albums, and that sort of thing. And that's what something that really gravitates towards me because I always felt that music was a really good social medium. And so Zune was really good at synergizing that together with a really great service that people really seemed to enjoy, even if it was going up against the bigger guys like iTunes. When Zune transitioned into Xbox Music, all of us Zune MVPs became Xbox MVPs. Most people know Xbox as like a gaming console, a gaming platform. But what I decided to do when I became an Xbox MVP was really stick to what I know best, and that was music. So my focus as an Xbox MVP was always Xbox Music and what that service is doing and how it's communicating itself out there with the rest of the world. A few other things I put on the screen. Music has been a big part of my life. I even have a college degree in jazz performance. So I understand music as both a performer and a listener. As being an MVP, a couple of things I've also done in the past that really helped to bring the music and community together was things like Inside the Circle, which was a blog I did a few years ago for Zune, and then Consumer Camp, which is something I did a couple of years ago, where I went out to Microsoft retail stores and did workshops about Zune and then Xbox Music. And then finally, I was a professional trombone player because towards the end of the presentation, you'll see my Twitter handle, which is Trombone for Hire, and that's because I actually was a working trombone player. So that's a bit about me. I would assume there'd be no questions about me specifically, so we'll just move on from there. So what is Xbox Music? What is this service? There's a lot more to Xbox Music than most may realize, and I've listed the main points here on the screen. So first and foremost, it's a music player, obviously. It plays your MP3s, it plays your Windows Media Audio, it plays your AAC files, all unprotected, no matter what service you get those music files from, Xbox Music plays those songs. It's also a music marketplace. So you can go into a store, you can look around, you can shop, you can buy albums, you can buy singles, you can buy whatever your heart's content. There's a music deals app, which I also put here because there's an app out there that actually will alert you to when there are great deals going on with regards to different albums and different artists. Xbox Music is also a cloud locker service, which means that if you utilize Microsoft OneDrive, you can actually store your music up in the cloud and have that available to any devices available to you, including Xbox, the web, Windows, Windows Phone. So I think that's a really, really great way to have your personal collection go wherever you go. It's a discovery tool with the radio feature, which means that if you, for example, have a Music Pass subscription, you can use radio to say, hey, I like the artist U2. And then from there, Xbox Music will start playing songs and artists based upon U2. So that ends up becoming a way for you to discover different artists you may like, other songs you may not have heard before. And it's a great way to, when I say expand your musical horizon, not always staying in your comfort zone or your bubble, but trying to step out every now and then to see what else you could discover that's out there. It is a subscription service with Xbox Music Pass. So for $9.99 a month or $100 a year, you have a chance to have access to pretty much the entire Xbox Music marketplace, which is very, very vast. For different reasons with the labels, some music will not be available through Pass. That should be said up front. But a great majority of the music that's out there will be available to you. It's a chance for you to just go out and sample as many songs as you want, sample different artists, sample different things. And like I said, make that a discovery tool so that you can actually find out other things that you may like. It's a really, really cool way to step out of the comfort zone, if you will. And lastly, but certainly not least, it's a cross-platform application. One of the deficiencies, I'll say, with Zoom was that Zoom was very locked into one area, and that one area was Windows. Xbox Music has decided to go ahead and expand out. So now you can find it on the web. You can find it on Windows, you can find it on Xbox, but you can also find apps on iOS and Android. And the iOS and Android apps right now require that you have an Xbox Music Pass for them to work. But I'm sure over time, all of these different areas will be on parity with each other. So they'll all have the same features and the same capabilities available to you. So no matter what devices you're on, Xbox Music is there and available for you. So does anybody have any questions about this part of it before I continue?
There is a question that we have.
Sure.
Gentleman wants to find out if he can put all his music in one place. To expand onto that, what are the limitations on accessing the account on multiple devices? Can I include music purchased from Amazon, iTunes, CDs, DVDs, etc.?
Oh, that's a lot to digest. What I'll say is that pretty much any music from any source that you buy, whether it be Amazon MP3, whether it be iTunes, whether it be any music service that you purchase music from, as long as it's an unprotected format. So MP3 is already unprotected, but if it's an unprotected Windows Media Audio or unprotected AAC, you can put all of that into OneDrive and then have that available on pretty much every tuner Xbox Music is available, with the exception right now of iOS and Android. So if you took all of the music from the different places you got, you put that into the cloud, and you went to an Xbox 360, you could play it there. If you went to a Windows PC, you could play it there. If you went to a Windows Phone, you could play it there. Even on the Xbox Music website, you could play it there. So as long as it's unprotected format and sitting in the cloud, it'll be pretty much available to a lot of different tuners at once. So there's another question I see is, can you play on Xbox One? Yes. The Xbox Music app on Xbox One does allow you to play the music that you have in OneDrive. And actually, we'll get to OneDrive a little bit more later on. But yes, you can play OneDrive content through Xbox Music on Xbox One. Cool. So let's move on. So like I said, there's the power of Xbox Music in OneDrive, which I like to call the ultimate free trial. Because what this does is, through your OneDrive account, you have a chance to actually really test out the Xbox Music service. So what I put here is kind of like the key points to using Xbox Music in OneDrive. First of all, at this time, you're only allowed to upload up to 50,000 songs to the music folder. I personally have gigged of music, and I don't think I'll even reach 50,000, but if you are a person that's just been collecting music over the years, you probably have to find your favorite 50,000 songs to put up there. But if you stay within that limit, then any music you put in that music folder in OneDrive is available, like I said, on every tuner possible, with the exception of iOS and Android. It's kind of like an asterisk. So that's that. The other thing is that the OneDrive music and the music you use through Xbox Music Pass coexist together. And what that means is that you won't see this kind of disjointed view of here's OneDrive stuff here, here's Xbox Music Pass stuff here, I have to work with OneDrive stuff over here. It all, when you look at your collection, it'll just show it as one collection, where everything is just from the Music Pass or from OneDrive or music that you've purchased. It all just becomes one thing. Now, in the service itself, you can actually sort things out. You can actually say, just show me OneDrive, just show me the purchase stuff, just show me the Music Pass. But if you just say, show me all my music, you'll just see the entire collection as one happy, gigantic family. And that way you can just do whatever you want to do, like add it to playlists or just do one gigantic collection run, and it'll all just stream and work as if it was just one big, happy family. So is there any questions right now about Xbox Music and OneDrive integration?
Yes. Can OneDrive for Business and Xbox OneDrive be connected to the same computer without creating problems?
I don't know if Xbox Music even works with OneDrive for Business, but what I do know is that if you were to go to OneDrive on the web and create a music folder and put a few songs into the music folder, the Xbox Music app is reading from there. It's not reading from, like, say, the local OneDrive folder on the PC. It's reading it from the cloud service. So if you wanted to play it locally, you probably would just want to have it sitting on your PC or some external hard drive. So I don't think there would be that much of a conflict with OneDrive for Business at all. I hope that answered the question. Here's another good question that I just saw. So does it count towards the total OneDrive storage, or is there separate space set aside? So that's actually a very good question. So what happens is it does count towards the storage allotment. It's all part of the OneDrive storage. So whatever you put up there will just count against the total storage that you have available in OneDrive. However, if you subscribe to Xbox Music Pass, what happens is they give you a free 100 gigs in OneDrive to use. So now do not take that to mean that even Xbox Music Pass content has to go into OneDrive. It just simply means that, you know, you'll have this Music Pass with all this Marketplace stuff available to you, but you'll have this extra bonus 100 gig in OneDrive of your own personal music that you can use to commingle with the Music Pass stuff in your collection view whenever you look at that through any Xbox Music app. So I hope that answers the question. Was there anything else anybody would like to know?
Nothing specifically about OneDrive and Xbox Music right now.
Okay, any general questions?
Yes, there is a longer question. Crystal is a songwriter and developer, and interested in writing own program to write music. A few years ago, when she checked for the ability to generate tones, was not successful finding good references. Do you know if it is available now? Would like to modify wave parameters like pitch, amplitude, shape the sound envelope, etc.
I'm not exactly quite sure how to answer that. The only thing I know of right now, especially from a developer standpoint, is that Xbox Music made an API for its service available. That's the only thing I really know. I don't know really how developers who want to do music-specific apps would be able to get that content available or working. So towards the end of the presentation, I'll have my information available. So if that person wants to write to me, I'll make sure to try to get that out to the best person possible to answer it, to work with them to get a resolution for that question. Was there anything else? Awesome.
That's it for now. You can move on.
Cool. So this part is about Xbox Music Pass specifically and how I think it's a really great tool for music discovery. So like I said, Xbox Music Pass is a subscription service. You can pay either $10 a month or $100 a year. And what that does is opens up the millions of songs in the music marketplace to you. And I think it's a really great tool for discovery because, like I said, you can say, hey, Xbox Music, I'm a really big fan of Madonna. And what Xbox Music will do is start to play you artists within that realm. And what you can end up doing is finding, oh, well, this actually sounds just as cool. I may want to go focus more on that. Or, oh, this song actually sounds really, really nice. Let me add that to a playlist that I'm working on. So the Music Pass, because it opens up an entire marketplace to you, really allows you to be more discovered in, you know, what out there as far as music goes. And I know personally what I was first – when Music Pass was first introduced, and this was back with Zoom, when it was first introduced, the hesitation I had was, okay, I'm renting songs, which if I stop paying for will be taken from me. That's not cool. But what I ended up finding out was that, hey, there's millions and millions and millions of songs that I can just now go out and try without worrying about paying $15 for the CD first, going home, listing the 12 songs, and finding out I only like two. This gives me a chance to really listen to an entire album if I want to and say, hey, I do like just these two or three songs. Let me get those two or three songs. Or, hey, this entire album is really fantastic. Now I actually would like to purchase this and put this in my OneDrive and have it forever. So the Music Pass allows for that kind of discovery. It allows for you to really take the artist that you like and kind of step beyond that and say, hey, let me figure out what's going on with this and let me figure out what's going on with that. So the Music Pass, I think, is a really, really cool tool to have. It's not required if you're going to be using just Xbox Music in OneDrive. That part's free. I should probably mention that. That part's free. That doesn't, like I said, does not require you using Music Pass to use. But if you want to expand beyond your own personal collection, that's where you bring Xbox Music Pass in. So a couple of things I've written here to go along with the music discovery part of it is that the radio feature, again, utilizes Xbox Music Pass very well to help you expand beyond the artists that you like. But there's a second thing that's right now on the website for Xbox Music, which is you have a chance to see a page of recommended music. So what it's doing is it's learning who you're listening to. What artists are you listening to most? What playlists are you listening to most? And frequently when you go to this recommendation page on the website, it'll say, hey, here's a good collection of albums that we think you'll like because we understand you've been listening to these artists a lot. And not only will it tell you what the album is, it'll tell you we picked this album because you've been listening to XYZ artists and XYZ artists a lot. And so we think this will actually be good for you. And so it's another tool to say, hey, maybe I will check out this album. Especially if you have Music Pass, you now feel like you can just go ahead and try out the album without any real big obligation to you that you actually have to like buy it first to listen to it, that sort of thing. So I think through Music Pass and radio and that sort of stuff, there's a really good opportunity to go out and really discover music. And like if I sound very excited about this, it's because music discovery is one of the big things I kind of preach to people all the time, is that it's always nice to say we have our few songs that are just about us, but it's always an amazing thing when you go out and you somehow discover a new song or discover a new artist, and now all of a sudden you're involved in that for a while. It becomes like a really exciting thing. So any questions about this part or anything prior?
Yes. So I have funds in my Microsoft account. Do you know if I can use those funds to purchase an Xbox Music Pass instead of using a credit card?
I believe you can. I think when they was talking about Xbox Music Pass, I think that's one of the things that stood out to me was that you can use a Microsoft account funds to purchase Xbox Music Pass. You can also use it to purchase music on Xbox Music and all of the apps and that sort of stuff. So I believe you can. I'm pretty sure you can. So if there's nothing else, I shall continue on. So here's some tips and insight to the Xbox Music service, things that I've learned personally as I've gone and tried the different service with its different updates and iterations. And I've always really just dived in to see what's new and what's cool and what's some of the interesting things that it does to help me as a music listener. And so I've listed a few of the things here. One of which, like I mentioned before, is that you can really utilize the Xbox Music website to find recommendations for albums that you might not have heard, but because of you listening to a particular artist a lot of times, it will present to you albums and groups that you might find yourself interested in. So if you do use Xbox Music, I really suggest using the recommendation page and really going out there and like stepping out and discovering like different artists. It's a really cool thing you could do. One of the neat little things about Xbox Music on Windows Phone is that now whenever you make changes to the web, and what I mean by that is if you went to the website and you've added some music to a playlist, or if you've added some songs into OneDrive and you want Windows Phone to kind of know that the minute you do it, like I'm done, now let me get this on my phone because I'm about to head out soon, there's now a sync button in the settings that will, you know, make sure to tell the service, hey, go sync up my cloud collection because there's been some changes, so let's make sure that we have all the changes in sync before I head up and go out to the gym, before I head out and go out for my jog, because I want my running playlist to be as accurate as possible before I get out there. So that's a cool thing to take note of. Like I said, just take advantage of Music Pass and open up the musical world to yourself. Use the Music Deals app to always know what's on sale and what's going on. Like, there's always really cool specials and deals on some of the classic albums, like classic rock or classic R&B. The Music Deals app, which you can find in both the Windows Store and in the Windows Phone Store, will kind of bring that to the forefront for you, so you don't have to go into the store and kind of seek that out. It'll just be right there, front and center in a list, so you can just go ahead and take advantage of that. Like I said, since OneDrive integration with Xbox Music is free, if you haven't tried Xbox Music before, this will be a great way for you to really just give this service a go. It's just kind of upload a few songs into a OneDrive music folder and then just go to the different Xbox Music apps and then try them out. See how the music comes in, see how you can add them to playlists, see how the radio feature works or how it looks as a collection view. Just kind of use that as a springboard to see if the service works well for you. And then if you find yourself really getting into it more and more and more, maybe then add on Music Pass and open up the marketplace. So that's a couple of other, like, that's some insight and some tips that I have for people who want to try and get the most out of the service. Those are things I use personally myself. Are there any other questions about the service that I can answer?
Yes. Is there a find songs like this song feature or make a playlist like this playlist feature?
I don't believe there is one like that at the moment. I think the big thing right now is the radio feature, and I think that really works with artist. I really only used it with like an entire artist. I know that that's something that the team has heard and people really like to make it more granular. And I know that that's something that they're working on and we'll be trying to get up and running like later on in time. But for right now, I think it really just starts with artists, which I know is very, very broad because you could probably like one song of an artist. But like I said, maybe just take the one artist you really do listen to a lot and make that the springboard and see where it goes. But for now, it's really just that broad. It isn't that granular just yet. So we shall move on from here. So this is how you can offer feedback and suggestions and get some support. So the first thing is me. That's my email. Feel free to email me whenever you have any questions about Xbox Music or anything you saw in this presentation, or if you just want to give general feedback about the service after using it. I'll make sure that it gets to the right people so that it's going to be heard. So, and don't be afraid to be as praiseworthy or as critical as you want to be. The whole point is to make the service better for you as a listener. So, you know, whatever suggestions or comments or feedback that you have, no matter how small you may think it might be, just go ahead and send that out there. And I'll make sure that the proper people, you know, get abreast of what your particular comments are. So that's my email address if you want to get in contact with me. I'm also on Twitter. The reason I put two accounts there is the Trombone for Hire is my personal account. So I do talk about Xbox Music there. I talk about Xbox there, but I also talk about just a lot of things in general, like pop culture and art. So if you want to follow me on like the personal level, that's where you go. The Xbox beat is a more concise look. That's where I specifically aim at just talking about Xbox and Xbox music. So if you just want to Phillips are out me talking about the Getty Museum and all that sort of stuff, you follow the Xbox beat because that's where I'll put stuff about what's going on specifically with the Xbox platform, console games, and then the Xbox music service, what cool new music is out there and that sort of stuff. So if you just want that particular type of content, then you follow the Xbox beat account. If you want to go directly to the team, there's ways you can do that. They have a user voice website, which allows you to offer suggestions and feedback on features you'd like to see implemented. It allows you to kind of vote up or down other features that people have suggested. So if you see something there that people have submitted, like, hey, I would like the service to do X, Y, Z, and you think, yeah, I would like that too, there's a way to vote that up. So to make sure that it becomes a higher priority for the team. You can go into the Xbox Music website, and let me give that address, which is music.xbox.com. That's the website where you can like see your collection and play and manage playlists and that sort of thing. In that website, in the upper right corner menu, there's a selection for you to offer feedback through the team that way. There's also there a way to say, hey, how come this album and this artist is not here? So you can actually suggest content that you think should be in the marketplace. I think that's a really cool thing that the team has made available. And then lastly, there's the MS Answers community, where, you know, if you want to go in there and say, hey, I'm having this issue with Xbox Music on my Windows phone, here's what's going on. There's people in there all the time willing to offer support and help to try to get you the best resolution possible. So through any of these ways, if you have anything about Xbox Music that you want to get out there, it will get heard. It will get, you know, pushed over to the right people. So you wouldn't have to worry about talking into a void. I know me, and I know that I am very involved in making sure that this particular service is the best that it can for you guys. So always reach out to me or always reach out to the team, and we're willing to do what we can to try to make the service better for you. So if there's any general questions at this point.
Yeah, we had a question pop up. OneDrive with Office 365 has a 10 terabyte limit today. I think he meant to say 1 terabyte. But the question is, and is said to be going unlimited, meaning OneDrive with Office 365 is said to be going unlimited. Mm-hmm. Does that imply that the 50,000 song limit may change, or has it already changed for users with OneDrive with Office 365?
That's a very good question. Yeah. I have yet to get in there and get the whole big 1 terabyte of OneDrive myself. But right now, the 50,000 is a hard limit at this point. I'm sure down the road, because the whole goal is to make OneDrive the storage for pretty much everything, I'm sure at some point they'll probably look into increasing that. But for right now, it is just 50,000 songs. And from my vantage point, I would think the 50,000 is really just a test to see how all of this would play out. And so making kind of like a stress test, if you will. So if you give people 50,000 and they pile in there as much music as they can, will this all hold up? And if it can, then maybe you can start expanding it incrementally until it's a point where whatever music you put up there, whenever you put up there, however you put it up there, it becomes available. So right now, the 50,000 is just the count folks have to work with for now, but I could see that expanding in the future as things warrant.
No more questions, Marcus.
Cool. So I wanted to thank you guys for listening. Just point of note, that image is actually of my personal collection to show that I actually do have Justin Bieber music in my collection. So I wasn't just kind of making, I was kind of making a humorous title, but I also kind of wanted to show that I was genuine in that there actually is some Bieber that I listen to, and I'm not afraid to say I listen to it. So what I hoped you guys would take away from this is that Xbox Music is a viable service. It has a really lot of cool things going on for it. It's making itself available to you no matter what device you're on, be it Windows, iOS, or Android. It's trying to get out there and you know, be the service that you want it to be. There's a way for you to give feedback to the team or to me to give to the team to make sure that the service is as best for you as possible. So, you know, be sure to utilize that. Like I said, if you have any questions about Xbox Music at all, feel free to reach out to me with any type of questions that you have. And if there are any no more questions right now, then that actually concludes my presentation, unless there's anything anybody else would like some more specific information on.
Well, Marcus, we thank you for your presentation today.